Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's on, Francesa on the Fan on this Monday, the 15th day of the month of May. So we're halfway through this month, and the weather is still a little iffy, although they promise big weather starting tomorrow for the rest of the week. We'll see if it's delivered, but it's there. It looks like it's on its way, so maybe we're going to see some real spring in the early summer in the next couple of days after a busy weekend. And not a great one, as the Yankees got a split after some rain on Saturday in what was a kind of odd doubleheader yesterday. I mean, the first game played in front of nobody because they're on that second ticket. And it kind of just, you know, gradually filled up throughout the afternoon leading up to the Jeter night. And then a disaster to start that game that almost got a little interesting late if you hung around with it. And then a loss weekend for the Mets, exactly what they didn't need. And I really thought the Met fans had taken a stiff upper lip from most of them on Friday, where a lot of them were surprisingly optimistic, more optimistic than they probably should have been. And when you look at it, there's just so much that has to come together for that team right now, and so many things that have to be fixed. And right now they are in a place where they need to just kind of find some equilibrium. And they'll try to do that in Arizona this evening after what was a just an awful loss yesterday. I mean, it's a brutal loss. You know, right now you can't lose the games to ground pitches, and you can't lose the games where you spot them a lead. I mean, you just cannot do it. But the bullpen was absolutely atrocious. And again, there's not a lot there. The Cabrera injury now muddles things even more, and they are in a very delicate place is the best way to put it. It's not about blaming anybody. It's about looking at it realistically and realizing that in this early part of the season, in a National League where I agree the wild cards could be won with a relatively meager number this year to get the division. But that's the case. I agree with that. But you have to be realistic about what you're able to go out and fix and what you're not. And you first have to try and fix things from within, or you're going to see things kind of just really spiral out of control. And they are on the verge of doing that right now as they go to Arizona off, as we said, a very, very tough loss in Milwaukee. For the Yankees, the pitching is the issue. They've scored an incredible amount of runs. Even coming back and winning that first game was a big positive. I mean, you know, finally Headley with the big, you know, bases loaded clearing triple after the Astro bullpen had kind of lost its way. Otherwise, they might have been swept by the Astros, who are a good team. I mean, they are a good team, but they had a chance to do that. And then the second game, we know, got a little closer for comfort than Houston wanted, but they went on to a win, and Yanks have to be worried about Tanaka. Then they get the word about Chapman, which really muddles their bullpen, which is an enormous strength and really something they rely heavily on. So it puts Betances in a position that he has yet to prove he can master. It moves everybody back in the bullpen, and you just hope it's a month with Chapman. You're talking about an injury that can be more extensive than that, but again, they're saying a month. We'll leave it at that right now. But again, that's a big loss for the Yankees, who still have that very big cushion to play off. They get a day off before they go to Kansas City. As we said, the offense, Judge is playing great. The home run, the throw he made yesterday, which was so impressive, that got the big ovation when he made it. The Yankees are scoring runs. There's no question about that. They continue to hit. They continue to score runs. They continue to just pile it up. But the pitching looked a little shaky in this series, to say the least. And it's going to have to hold them right now as we head into the later stages of May. So the Yankees hit the road after 3-4 to Houston with the word that Chapman will be out a month. And the Mets head to Arizona off what was just a dreadful weekend in Milwaukee, from Harvey to what the bullpen did yesterday to everything in between. Just an awful, awful couple of days for the Mets, who now have lost four straight as they hit Arizona with Wheeler going against Godley this evening as they open up a three-game set. They'll play Wednesday afternoon in Arizona, take a day off, come home and play the Angels and Trout this weekend while the Yankees are on the road, and will open up tomorrow in Kansas City. We had an odd, really strange basketball game. I don't know if you stayed with it or saw any of it yesterday. I mean, the Spurs were just, you know, amazingly up and just, you know, running away from the Warriors. And you knew they would make a run, but Leonard goes down, obviously, when he re-sprains or re-injures the ankle. And then from there... And I even give Spurs credit, because they did got behind and battled back, and it was those two offensive rebounds they couldn't garner. They had the two long offensive rebounds off the misses, up three, inside 2 minutes. Those two offensive rebounds they could not handle. They could not get either of those offensive rebounds. If they had gotten one of those rebounds, they could have won the game. They could have held on and won that game. Instead, you know, they don't get the rebound. Curry drains the three. You come back down, get the old-fashioned three-point play, and then they go on to a victory from 25 points down. But again, Spurs, you know, no Parker, and then no Leonard. I mean, very, very tough. They had a great first half, an overly impressive first half, and then a tough loss for them in what would have been a really surprising win. In game number one of a series where we all expect what the outcome will be. Durant and Curry scored more points yesterday than they had in any game this year, 74. Game seven tonight in Boston after a wild game six. Yes, we know about the league apology to the Celtics. John Wall, who had a bad night shooting the ball, showed you how far he's come, that he would not allow his team to lose that game six. Buried the shot that sent them and propelled them to a game seven, which they will try to win. It won't be easy by any stretch. You know, these games, for the most part, have not been very close. Game five was, game six was in Washington. Game two was, that went to overtime. But these games have not, for the most part, been very close in the series. But a game seven tonight, with the winner heading on to take on LeBron and the Cavaliers. But first things first, Washington and the Celtics in a game seven this evening. So that'll be interesting. We can finally move on to an Eastern Conference final. We're one game into the Western Conference final, and now the Leonard injury, just not that you expected the Spurs to win that series, although they did play really a sensational, absolutely sensational first half. So a lot going on this very busy Monday. We'll get it all rolling right after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.